very good morning and welcome to Monday's show with me, Suzanne Radford, and my co-host, as always, Richard Manson, event producer of Flying Elephant, and a returning co-host, that is our special guest this morning, Ali Al-Saloom. He is a self-appointed cultural ambassador of the Middle East and is very passionate about binding global cultural bridges. He's here to take your questions this morning. Anything you ever wanted to know about Emirati culture, your opportunity to ask Ali, and he will answer. Yes, very good morning to you, Ali Al-Saloom. Assalamu alaikum.
Sabah al-khair. كيف حالك? تمام.
And I'm just going to pick up your Ask Ali book, A Guide to Dubai. And the one that I wanted to pick out this morning was Sabah al-Noor.
Oh, look at you. That's good.
You see, I'm feeling left out here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, and thanks for having me again. I'm really honored to be back, and I hope everybody will enjoy, inshallah, our discussion.
Exactly. Of course, we are approaching the holy month of Ramadan, so we're going to be talking about Ramadan, the process, and what those people are going through when they are fasting through the holy month. So, interesting about this, Ali, is that this is part of the Dubai Events and Promotions Establishment, coming from Dubai, Summer Surprises, promoting Dubai as a first-class health and spa hub in the region. Now, you coming from your tourist background, tourism here in the UAE, what are your thoughts on that?
It's lovely. It's good to see that the, you know, Dubai Summer, you know, festival and the activities that takes place in you know, this beautiful of, city of Dubai, is that every year it has something new. Every year it has something different, and it's, you know, it continues what they started. So maybe 10 years ago the whole spa thingy did not exist, you know, as it is today. And this is a proof that, you know, Dubai on the right track of trying attracting more people into different kind of fields. Today, you know, Dubai can be seen also as a, you know, we have health tourism, we have, you know, culture tourism. We have so many things happening. So it's really healthy to see this is happening, and the great, you know, prices that is being given away, you can't find it anywhere in the whole region.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. So your opportunity to win this spa voucher for 90 minutes at the Kempinski Hotel as part of the Dubai Spas program. So Ali, what have you been up to since we last spoke? We spoke the last time, the day after the World Cup. So we're talking March, so going back about 3 or 4 months. And you were extremely busy at that point. So what have you been up to since then?
I've been speaking Arabic.
Wow, what a surprise. We were talking about language yesterday, actually, Ali, on the show, and the diversity of language here in the region. And yeah. People were texting in with their favorite words from whatever language. And so many people texted in with Arabic words, not necessarily being Arabic, yeah, as their favorite words. And if the listeners want to catch up on that at all, just as an aside, we blogged about it yesterday. So you can go to dubaieye1038.com and see all of the contributions from the listeners.
Awesome.
Yeah, from with their words. So you've been talking Arabic?
I've been talking Arabic for, like, you know, few months now. I mean, the whole year of 2012, it's been a dedication to kind of get back into, you know, my mother language, Arabic. And I think the reason is many people have, you know, most of the expat community in the UAE knows Ali and Ask Ali, the brand, but many of the locals didn't really know Ali that much. And I've taken it as a dedication that I will, you know, contribute to my society as much as I could. So, you know, I've been very honored to work with the Environment Agency in Abu Dhabi by raising awareness on the environment issue. We've done these, you know, beautiful videos that, you know, highlights all the endangered animals in the country, and they're all available on YouTube. But then I decided that I want to take all of this into universities and colleges and schools. So I've put in my head that I will be visiting at least, you know, 50 by this year. And so far I've reached about 25. So, and all of this been just, you know, discussing the important issues of the environment to all of our own group of the society, and you know, been working on my book, The Internetism, which was released with my co-author, of course, with Amir Anzur, and we did it in English, but this time I wanted to do it also in Arabic, so it's all done now. So it's been writing books in Arabic, speaking Arabic in events, and you know, alhamdulillah, you know, the whole plan with Ask Ali, the portal has all became now in Arabic available. And just, you know, putting my focus in 2012 is just to, you know, it's been 5 years for Ask Ali brand to be where it was today, and to reflect into this, you know, the whole change with my column with the National also have brought, you know, a huge impact now that I have a whole page in the paper. And you know, so it's all came together. So this year I'm just resetting by the next half of the season, like from after Ramadan, inshallah. Most of the projects that I've been working on in English will come to light hopefully very soon. We'll see light very soon in maybe August or September. Other than this, I've been just listening to you from time to time whenever I can. And
it's a full-time job that day.
And you know, just doing my thing.
Trying to track me down on Twitter. Ali arrived today going, Suzanne, you've not been on Twitter since the 19th of June.
Yeah,
is that right?
Since 19 days ago.
19 days ago, right.
19 days ago, because I was checking, you know, and I was like, my goodness, what happened? Where did she go? Whoa.
I'm back on there this morning. But, and of course, you are. So if people want to tweet this morning, at Suzanne Radford, or of course, at
Ask Ali. Very easy. They should know this by now.
I'm witness to the fact that there was a photograph taken this morning of Ali and Suzanne Radford just before the show started. So it's complete interactive radio this morning, Suzanne.
And check this out. There is about now already 10 people retweeting that and speaking. And so now I've heard that Rich doesn't have a Twitter account.
You were quite shocked at that.
No, that's a disaster.
Well, I've got a funny feeling, Ali, you're going to convince me today maybe being a tweeter is the way of the future.
Yeah, well, it's more than the future. It's communicating. So it's not going to hurt you at all unless you really... Do you get addicted to things so quickly?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I just need to sit down with someone like you, Ali, who's going to guide me through the sort of the pros and cons of tweeting and take it up. I've never really got into the whole social media thing. I mean, I am on a couple of, you know, LinkedIns and things like that. But even with the Facebook, I mean, I do tend to keep in contact with my friends the old-fashioned way, email and telephone and visits.
True. Well, you see, once you see all the valuable things from it... Mm. Then you can easily assess and see how you can use it. I think we should, in this time of our own life, we should take control and have responsibility on everything that is around us. And Twitter or any social media, you know, any social media approach could be used very positively for anybody. Today we see prime ministers on Twitter. We see, you know, famous people. We see people who are, you know, putting good causes. So if we look at it always from a good, positive way, and we can all discuss about what's been happening with this whole UA dress code thingy and how social media brought, you know, attention to these things, I think we always can come to a very good result. If we promise ourselves not to bother ourselves with all this, you know, floating and just, you know, weird talk.
Well, it's embracing the modern world, really, absolutely, isn't it? And, you know, technology moves on, and there's always a dinosaur like me who doesn't move on with it. I mean, for example, my mum still can't use a video remote control, and I think videos went out in 1970, didn't they?
Well, talking about the modern world and communication, it's very interesting to hear you speaking this morning, Ali, and saying that you've only been speaking Arabic for the last few months, and you felt kind of strange this morning when you came and go, gosh, this is the most English I'm going to be speaking. And that's kind of strange for us, really, to get our heads around, isn't it? Because I think this is something that's, you know, really being talked about throughout the local community, this idea of losing one's own language. You're seeing the next generation of young Arabs coming through, Emiratis coming through, and they're only speaking English. And that's a real concern for people, isn't it?
It is, you know, but at the same time, Susan, I feel like there is really good hope that we are actually doing something right. I mean, the language is still there, you know, our parents still speaks it. The younger generations, I think they just get a bit excited in the beginning, you know, because when you're out and, you know, your nanny might be from a different country, so you definitely speak to her in English, or for example, when you go out today, everybody goes to private school, mainly they go to private school. Today, even the government school implements a big amount of English into it. So I think there's a lot of these, you know, little hypes that happens in the beginning. However, if we continue what we've been doing now, for example, lots of the key figures of the country and a lot of the very active, smart, educated youth or Emiratis on Twitter have shifted to Arabic. It's amazing the new shift that has been taking place. I used to be one of the people who never tweeted in Arabic. Today, a lot of my followers who are, their language is English, they complain, they say, Ali, you don't tweet in English. So I'm trying to do a balance. So I think we are going to the right track. Arabic is a beautiful language. And it's not a language that you can just speak it just without any knowledge. You really have to have a good understanding of it. But we have our own dialect, so we can always stick to it. And inshallah, we can influence positively. However, from a society point of view, you know, it's a metropolitan, you know, place. And we have, I'm one of the people who says, learn, know Arabic and also learn English and know how to speak them both, if not more. Today, Arabic and English is not enough. Most of the tourist guides around the world cannot find a job without less than three languages. So for us to say to that, oh my goodness, he speaks good Arabic, my goodness, this is a disaster. If somebody, look at this Emirati, he speaks good English. come on, we should be beyond all of this by now. We should be speaking, like, do you speak Korean? Do you speak Japanese? Do you speak Chinese? Do you speak Italian? You know, this is where
I mean, I always find it interesting. I do quite a lot of sort of local travel on the aeroplanes to Qatar, to Bahrain, etc. And when I get on the aeroplane, the head steward or stewardess always says, we have air hostesses and stewards on this plane who can speak English,
seven
Arabic,
languages.
French. And you're just going, my gosh, you know, sure. This is an hour flight within the Middle East. You know?
Yeah, well, that's a great service that actually.
Well, you speak Korean, don't you? And what else do you speak?
Well, I think probably, you know, I can understand the basics of German, and of course I can communicate with that. I've lost my French and Spanish, unfortunately, but I could easily, you know, I could survive. You know, I'm one of these people, if you put me in a place, I'll have no problem to blend within 24 hours. And then after that, I'll just pick up, you know, the language. What I've done with the Arabic is I actually just spend time with people, my friends, who the minute that I say assalamu alaikum and they say, hey, what's up? I don't reply back. I just said assalamu alaikum. And then everybody started to get used to that. So it's the same thing when I'm with my Korean friends or with my, you know, French friends or German friends. And that's how it happens. You know, if I'm just in that environment, I can easily pick up, you know, the language with them.
What is the process, though, for children, Arabic children, in schools here? What classes do they take? You know, where I come from, we will still do English. We do grammar. We do the English literature language.
Yeah.
So for young children, so the idea that the Arabic language may be lost somehow, is it being taught in schools? Do they have that running through their curriculum?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've always had Arabic language. You know, it's a very difficult one. And we have the various, you know, like literature. We have the, you know, how to learn how to put the verbs right, how to write, all that kind of stuff. Writing skills, all that kind of stuff. So you have it from grade one completely. But what's been happening is that most of the science topics have been now gone to an English curriculum or English language. So it's all been translated. And I think the reason behind that is that in all cases, the minute we graduated from the high school, we go overseas to study our own, you know, for college and university, we go and we study algebra, then we have, you know, calculus and statistics. So by going here in Arabic and then going all the way there to learn it in English, even though it's going to be easy for us because we studied algebra since, you know, we are in elementary school or secondary school, however, the language makes it difficult because then you have to translate it to the English again to Arabic. So I think that's a very smart move by many of the, you know, of course, by the Ministry of Education and, you know, all the education councils in the country by putting the science topics in English, chemistry, physics, things like that. And I think that's where the challenge has been existed in the beginning. So things like that.